Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. We do it every evening at 7. It's live financial talk radio. You can participate. I'll let James tell you how. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. If you want to chime in, the phone number, the old-fashioned way, but we still like it, 504-260-0995. You can also send us a text message via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You can come say hi on Periscope, at Gregory Ricks. Hi over there. Why aren't you pumping hearts? Super hearts, too. Super hearts go to charity.
We have super hearts now?
I applied for super heart or super broadcaster status, so the account could accept super hearts. I think it's been approved, but I don't know yet. It's only been 24 hours, and no one's tried to send one yet.
If they'd have started this earlier, I know a good cause for this weekend.
We are going to get to some serious business in just a minute, and that is financial planning for widows. This would apply to widowers too, but widows happen far, far more often than the widower situation. But we'll kind of give you a rundown of steps you need to go through. So if you're recently widowed, or maybe if it was a few years past, you want to see if you left any holes in your financial world. We're doing that in a couple segments. It's super important, and I don't want you to miss it if it can help you. So if you have to go away, if you get occupied, if you have to go eat dinner or something, go check out the podcast at gregoryricks.com and make sure you get that information.
Hey, one thing I wanted to throw out, that we were talking about Uber last night.
You didn't say it right.
Uber.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Uber. And the CEO is going to, like you said, remain on the board, but he's stepping down from, I guess, day-to-day duties. And here's how the news release read. Despite his substantial equity position in the company. And you know, when they are going to go public, and it will be for big bucks, and every quarter, this negative outflow of cash shrinks each time. He's not too heartbroken, huh? And they needed, here's more to it. Yeah, whatever caused him to leave, they needed to clean up their act some, because just like he was always challenging municipalities, states, or whatever, it's kind of more, well, let's just run the cars anyhow, even though we're not approved or pushed back. You know, he was just always, and they've got to get to a more, let's play well with everybody going forward. And when I read that, I said, yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense, because investors aren't wanting this wild, wild west type of attitude in building a company.
Yeah, they want you to mainstream. They want you to be able to be accepted by the big cities. What good is your ride-sharing service if the competition's in San Francisco and you're not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
So I told that, and him stepping aside, is like, no big deal. I'm still going to be a billionaire.
Hey, we had talked about one of a restaurant we admired in New Orleans closing, the Irish House, a couple weeks ago, and then you had a follow-up story on that. What's the word there?
Yeah, and, it kind of touches me. We've all been there, and in the past you've done some live events there.
Yeah, with iHeart.
When you were involved in some other shows with iHeart in the past, and I was involved in that sometimes as well, so I kind of know the place. And we're talking about, it was on Irish House at 1432 St. Charles Avenue.
It's like the first light on St. Charles after you come south from the bridge.
Yeah, they recently closed down, and it was an abrupt closing because the employees found out when everybody else did. They sent an email announcing it was closed. And the timing of it, when I'm reading the article about it this morning, and it was in the New Orleans Advocate, they print out the whole website, send it to me in organized manner, because I was asking James about, James, did you know? No, he didn't. You didn't, like, go online today or anything?
I haven't dug in the past of that.
Oh, okay. Just messing with you a little bit, because I'm like on it. And they closed the last day of the pay period, which meant the employees of the Irish House didn't get their last 2 weeks' pay. Like, what kind of deal is that? I would think, yeah, I'm closing, but I got to make sure those dudes are paid. Everybody else gets in line, but the people have to get paid. Well, there is a fundraising tomorrow evening at Cary Irish Pub at 331 Decatur. I think it goes from 8 p.m. till... But one of the earlier performers that played at the Irish House also is his music session starts at 5 o'clock. And let's see, do I have it here? Patrick Cooper, another local musician who played at the Irish House regularly, though his set is from 5 to 8:30, begins before the official benefit starts. Cooper said he will donate his tip jar from the show to the cause. So if you're out there early, fill up his jar.
All right, so Cary Irish Pub on Decatur in the French Quarter. I've seen that place. I don't think I've ever been in it, but I've definitely seen it.
Let's see, who's playing Patterson. Beth Patterson, who will be playing from 9 to 1, also perform regularly at the Irish House. So she's one of the performers playing Irish tunes and other tunes as well.
Okay, so this the head chef there, though, was a celebrity of note in town. He had been on the Food Network quite a few times, and then he called us when I was on the evening show on the iHeart station here in New Orleans, and he was going to be on Chopped, and they asked him if he could promote it locally.
And this is Matt?
Yeah, Matt Murphy.
Yeah.
So this must have been 2013. He was on Chopped, and it was him and a few other chefs, and he won. He won, and I actually had to sit down and watch an episode of Chopped, Gregory, because I don't watch the Food Network. I don't like to watch people cook.
You don't?
No, I like to eat the food. Yeah. I'm interested in cooking because
too
I'm usually
detail.
The recipient. I'm the recipient of the good cooking. But I don't like to watch other people cook because I don't get to eat the food. I'll watch you cook if I'm going to eat it. But it pains me to watch that. But I thought Chopped was pretty cool. They just give you some random ingredient and you got to make something out of it. So they had him like a baby pumpkin. He's like, all right, I'll make something out of this. You know, it just kind of made it manly, made it cool. And then they had to get the big sign that says winner of Chopped on the Food Network. And they had it on the front for about a year there. And I bet you that drove in plenty of tourists.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Super cool show. But, you know, he had the Irish accent and they played Irish music for him and the bumpers, you know, just to kind of go along with his little theme. But he claimed New Orleans the whole time. They're like, so you're from Ireland? He's like, well, I'm in New Orleans. My restaurant's in New Orleans. But, yeah, I was born and raised in Ireland.
Well, the Murphys are back in Ireland.
And not for a good reason, too.
Family. Had to go back and help family. There's some health issues, family members that they felt was important. And the business suffered while they're away. And then the building that they leased was sold, so I'm sure that complicated matters, and boom, sold. And then the employees are kind of left out in the dry. So remember, it's at the Cary Irish Pub, 331 Decatur Street. The phone number and the paper, I'm going to give it out, 504-527-5954. And benefit starts at 8 o'clock for the employees of the Irish House. Good cause for the weekend.
All right. And when we talk about TV shows we watch, one show I've been telling you to watch is Vikings, right?
Yeah.
All right. Part of the reason it messes with your head in such a good way is because half of it's based on reality, half of it's fiction. And you start to kind of lose, like, is this a real character? Is this a real character? And most of them are real characters. So you have to go look back. And there was this one episode where he killed one of his rivals with the bloody eagle. That's where you take an axe. And I'm sorry, this is graphic. But you take an axe and you hack his back and you pull his lungs out. And I had to go look online. Is that really a thing? And that's really a thing that they did. So I was thinking, well, there is no one, no matter what happened, there's no one that deserves that happen to him. And then I saw this story, Gregory. A man accused of making millions of robocalls faces the biggest ever FCC fine. Yeah, the Babe Ruth of robocalls just got in trouble. And you're like, you know what? Maybe that bloody eagle's not so bad after all. You know, maybe there's
something to that. Well, do they even know where he's at? That guy's elusive. Like, how much did he make from these vacation sales that he was doing? He probably called my phone, blew it up.
Yeah, he probably did. There's no way to know how much he actually made because, you know, he tried to hide it and launder it and he would never admit it. But his...
Well, you know he's not paying up on that. He's on the run.
His name is Adrian Abramovich, which kind of sounds like where...
Russian?
No, that sounds... Like Croatian. Now my phone. See, the phone's listening to us and is probably passing along our information to him because he has some of his Eastern European brothers, Abramovich. But the fine, I don't know if they're going to be able to recoup all this money. $120 million is what the fine is, Gregory. Likelihood of that being collected, what do you think?
I think that's a 0% chance, but... New Orleans levied some fines. Has to do with Airbnb in the French Quarter. I guess they started at the biggest targets, easiest section of town where people want to rent, and probably the most concentrated listings for Airbnb. Sometimes I refer to Airbnb. I don't know what Airbnb means. I just dropped the first two letters. Just the way my brain works sometimes. But homeowners accused of not complying with new rental regulations. And some of the people are saying, well, we shouldn't have been fined because I don't rent the house. I just let friends and relatives come stay there. Nice excuse.
Well, when you have a listing on Airbnb or Craigslist, you're busted.
Yeah, and that's what this really comes down to, that they weren't licensed or whatever. So bunch of fees, and they actually have a map with a number of the locations they're involved. You're busted. I was wondering if they had a website to go list to, because there's some others I'm curious about. Did they file that might be, say, in my area?
Oh, you know we got some Airbnbs somewhere within a small radius of where we're broadcasting
from. Yeah, I'm real curious. Like,
that'll
I pointed in a direction. So it'd be curious, but oh, city's not playing. And I think they'll collect their $17,000 on this.
What business do they have regulating Airbnb? The only argument you can make, because it's not a public health hazard, there's not crimes being committed in Airbnb houses. They're not crack dens or prostitution hubs. So there's no public safety component. It's just a tax thing, right?
It's a tax and registration thing.
Cool.
And,
call the IRS then, not Mitch.
And you know who else wants it? You know, there's neighbors like, you know, we need this all to go the right way, to cut the grass and not be rowdy and stuff. And then the hotel's like, look, we got to be licensed. They should have to register. It's all in fairness.
In 3 minutes, we're going to talk to Jeff in Covington. If you want to be after Jeff, give us a call, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Hey, ladies, listen up. 9 out of 10 women will be the sole decision maker when it comes to finance, much more than men. Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, July 13th, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. Come learn about finance, retirement, Social Security, health care, and more. Gregory Riggs and our Total Wealth Authority will be in attendance. Bring your questions. A Q&A session will be held at the end. Reserve your seat. 504-832-9200. The Gregory Riggs and Associates app or GregoryRicks.com.
The National Council on Aging is the nation's leader of helping people 60 years and older meet the challenges of aging. They partner with nonprofit organizations, government, and businesses to provide services such as utility bill assistance, wellness and nutrition options, and many other everyday tasks that get more difficult with age. For more information on the National Council on Aging, call or visit your local branch. The Jefferson Council on Aging, 6620 Riverside Drive, Suite 216, Metairie, Louisiana, 504-888-5880.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
Well, tax season is what it is. Some folks come in and the tax year is already planned. On a going forward basis, there was some legislation that was put in that some of it can affect some of the listeners.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If you're taking distributions from qualified money, that could be your 401k, 457, 403b, IRA, Roth, pre-59 and a half, there's 10% penalties. If you separate from employment from that company and this separation happens after your 55th birthday, it's not, oh, I retired at 54, now 55, I can take the money. No, the separation has to be after your 55th birthday. Then the age 55 exception means you can take money from that company plan and not have to pay that 10% early withdrawal penalty.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Keep an eye on your money and update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Okay, now you're listening to Financial Talk Radio that is live. It means you can participate in the show. We'll give you the number. We'll do it three times. Remember, you can download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You can connect to the show, Facebook. What are we doing over here?
Periscope.
Periscope. I shared that with an entrepreneur that's doing sports radio. Well, not radio, but sports show.
Yeah, podcast.
On Facebook Live.
Cool.
And I said, dude, you need to look at Periscope as well. Both work together. The phone number for us is 504-260-0995. You can also email us, but back to the app, you can connect to us through Facebook, Periscope. You can text the show. You can log into your dashboard, stream the show, connect to iHeartRadio app. 504-260-0995. Look, if you got a question about mutual funds, that annuity, or darn, what if my spouse moves on ahead of me, what do I do? 504-260-0995. And that's the number Jeff just used.
Jeff in Covington, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Jeff?
I just turned 65 back in May. And my Social Security, the Medicare for Social Security just kicked in on May 1st. But I was wondering, I approach 66. Would it be feasible for me to collect my Social Security and for, you know, the full age retirement, or just wait? See, I'm a full-time employee right now. I'm making pretty good money. So I was wondering if I should just turn it on and take that money and stock it away.
Are you married?
Wait. I'm sorry?
Do you have a spouse?
No, I'm single, divorced, single. Everything's coming to me.
How's your health? How's your health?
It's pretty decent. You know.
You're doing good for having two heart attacks? Is that what that means?
No, I didn't have a heart attack.
Okay. No, well, I'm probing, because if you were in the office, that's what I would have asked you.
Right,
you kind of say, well, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good for what? for not having any problems, or because the doctor said, oh, you're going to be fine. Yeah, you stroke, but you're going to be fine. Well,
no,
if you're comparing yourself to somebody that hasn't had a stroke, you're going to be fine for having a stroke, but you're even better if you haven't had one.
No,
one reason I'm asking that, because health plays in. You're not doing it for the reason of leaving it a bigger check to your spouse. Part of the decision for you is health, and that's why I ask about it, because if you're great health, and yeah, you know, I probably will be trotting around here at age 90. Okay, you got to think about in a very long-term view, because at 66, you could have FRA, but each year you defer, it increases by 8%. And you have this pretty good job making a bunch of money, so you're not turning on Social Security because you need the money. So what you need to think about is, if you turn it on, are you adding that to your lifestyle to create a problem further down the road of like coming off the crack of Social Security when that income, I mean, off that job? When that money goes away and God, expanded income, that's a little bit tougher adjustment, because really what you're wanting is this money to kick up more and take a bigger place when you step away from that job. How much longer do you plan to work?
Probably to about maybe 70. You know, I'm pretty good health, like I said.
Pretty good health. I would wait, because you know, you go compound it for four more years, that really bumps up that Social Security check. Telling you're going to need it, and need it longer than you think.
Yes, sir. I also got a valid, which I guess you call it retirement, because okay. I want it in my divorce suit, and it's six figures, but I can't touch it until I'm 70, because it's in the teacher's fund, you know, the state.
It's going to kick out you $100,000 a year. It's $100,000 you're collecting.
It's double that plus a little extra.
So it's a couple hundred thousand lump sum you're getting?
Right. It's already put away for me, but I can't touch it until either she separates from her job or I turn 70. That's the way it reads.
Okay.
It's an estate teacher's fund.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, she's similar age as you?
No, she's a few years younger. She's
okay.
Like about,
well, then it might be the 70 thing. Can't never tell, and you may not know, but you know for sure you're getting it at 70.
And then at my job, I got a TIAA account. I don't look at it as a retirement account. I look at it as more of a savings, because I haven't been here that long, you know, to retire with it. So it's more of a savings account than it is a...
Are you in the medical field, or teacher, professor?
Law enforcement.
Law enforcement, okay. Well, I wouldn't have thought of that one tied to the TIAA CREF accounts.
Yeah, they have the... I work for a university, and they...
There's the tie-in. Law enforcement, but at the university. I wasn't far off. There,
it shouldn't have doubted yourself.
Didn't, just different job at the university. Well, what it lines up as all these things you're telling me is it really looks good for you at 70. If that's where you plan to work towards, that is a good position, because you have all these opportunities or sources of income turning on, and you have maxed Social Security. Just with this brief conversation, that's what I would lean towards doing, is maximizing that, not turning it on early.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jeff.
All right.
Thank you for the call, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Keep doing the good work that you do.
All right. We're going to cross the lake, go even further south. Let's talk to John in Houma. You're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you want to be after John, 504-260-0995. What's up, John?
Hello. Hello, Gregory. How y'all doing?
Hey, John. Everything's good.
It was nice to talk to you. Thanks for taking my phone call. And I'd like to thank that guy, Jeff, for his service. I was just listening over to him.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Question for you. I'm into my third marriage now. And unfortunately, I had an injury to my back, I'd say about 6 years ago. Had surgery and everything else. The case was settled and this and that. And I pretty much put a lot of money into a safety deposit box. I really want to put the money to work for me, but I'm scared if I pass away that half of it is going to go to my third wife and my kids won't see any of it.
And this is in a safety deposit box and she has access to it?
No, she does not. Just me and my son has access to
that. Well, why would she get half of it? It's in a safety deposit box.
That's why it's there. That's what he's saying.
Well, no. I want my money to go. I want to put my money to work.
Oh, so if you put it to work, then it goes back on the grid.
Correct.
So it sounds like it's stuffed full.
Sounds like this is a great marriage you're in already for the third time.
No, well, our marriage is it's okay. Her mother owns a business. Her mother passed away, and the business is in a trust for her, so she's taken care of.
So I'm not going to ask you to answer this, but a lot of times when people have a safety deposit stuffed full of cash, that is pre-tax money, kind of like a retirement, like a 401k pre-tax money. So is there a tax problem if we put this money back on the grid?
That I really don't know, because when I received the settlement, it was tax-free.
Oh, it's a settlement?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, then that's probably after-tax money in most cases, like if it's an injury settlement.
Correct. That's what it was.
Is that from your back?
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's another problem of money showing up, because anything over $10,000 causes a red flag. Or if I say, well, what I'm doing $8,000 a month, that's still going to cause the red flag, those consistent
Correct.
High deposits. So if you're going to put it back on the grid, you need to have documentation ready, because questions are probably going to be asked. I had a client that had a safe with a whole bunch of money, and he wasn't doing anything. It's a guy, he's one of these preppers. He just, I could take some of my check every month and put it in a safety deposit box. And then he decided to put it back on the grid, and he goes home one day and finds these dudes in black suits walking around his house. He said, what are y'all doing? Oh, we're just checking out, see if you're a drug dealer or something like that, because of that money showed up out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, can you hold on through the break? We're coming up on a hard break right here. I want to talk to you a few minutes more about this great subject, and I think it needs discussed a little further. Just hang in there.
All right, sit tight, John. If you want to be after John in Houma, 504-260-0995 is the phone number to get involved. I'll say it slow, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Become as much a part of summer in New Orleans as swimming holes and snowballs. It's the Feed the Multitudes 4th of July Festival at the Victory Fellowship Church on Airline in Metairie. This year, the 28th annual event. The day includes free food, games for the kids, a water slide, face painting, and more. And it's all made possible through the help of volunteers. Do you have a few hours to give back this Independence Day? Go to victoryfellowship.net. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I'll read the question. If you have a revocable living trust that is set up to give distributions to your children over a 15-year period, should your IRAs and life insurance be included in the trust? The answer is yes. The life insurance can be included in that trust because it's a tax-free benefit. Your IRA can, but you were going to make the trust the beneficiary of the IRA, which is a fully
taxable event. And we have our IRA inheritance trust to make sure those distributions go to the children without creating a lump sum taxable event.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
And I can give you those red flags if I see something going wrong or something that you're not aware of that others that kind of dabble in this business don't really know all facets and details.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissandra. New information about the suspect in yesterday's stabbing attack on a police officer at the airport in Flint, Michigan. Authorities say Amor Fatui tried to buy a gun.
FBI Special Agent David Gelios would not be specific about the type of gun he attempted to buy or where Fatui tried to purchase it. He was in the country legally and did buy the knife he allegedly used in the U.S. Fatui is charged with committing violence at an international airport, carrying a 20-year prison sentence. Fatui is scheduled to face a judge next Wednesday.
Fox's Kunal Scott. The just-released Senate health care plan may already be in trouble with four senators not signing on.
What we're dealing with here are congressional physics. They want to get to 50 votes to be able to pass this bill and have Vice President Mike Pence break the tie with 51. If you only have 52 Senate Republicans, you're in trouble.
Fox's Chad Pergram, Fox News. We report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking
music for your wallet's ears. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gonna hit the club, gonna cover up.
Dragons releasing a new album.
Love those guys.
Yeah, we're going to have to check that out. Might have to add some of their new stuff to our mix because we have some of it in there, just hadn't played it in a while. This is Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap with Gregory Ricks and James Parker. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, you can do like John from Homa did, 504-260-0995.
Now, John, your situation happens actually quite often. The good thing about it, though, usually people in your situation are pretty good about keeping your mouth shut so the rest of the world doesn't know about it. But you're not in a unique situation, John. Gregory has dealt with this quite a few times before, so he can actually walk you through the process. But we're not done digging, are we, Gregory?
Well, most of the time it is pre-tax money is how I'll define it.
You had a cash there, business, which, and you didn't deposit it all,
like,
right?
Darn, I forgot to put it on the books. It just
I had to deposit it at first because it was in a check. So once it was deposited, I wrote a big check to withdraw it, which I did leave some in the bank, but a lot of it went into a box.
Do you still have that paper trail?
Yes. Well, I still have all my documents and everything else, from the beginning.
That's good, because if you do put it back on the grid when the dark suits show up, and it's not the men in black, more likely treasury guy, but you'll be able to work through that you're not some high roller drug dealer/rapper.
Correct.
Yeah. Not classifying any group of people or singers.
Could have been a gun runner.
Could be a gun runner.
Could have been making robocalls from Miami.
Selling arms overseas. Yeah. Even better, you might be a robocaller and make mega bucks. Oh. But with that said, look, putting it back on the grid, did you do a prenup or anything?
No, we did not.
When you received the settlement, I assume it was before the third marriage?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Well, you have kept it a separate property. One of the things I would probably have you do is call the office and ask for Wes Blanchard, because this could be a part of separate property. Might be an option there, to where, since you've kept it separate, I don't even need to know whether she knows or not, but depending
on
that positioning of separate property, she might not
I just have access to it. The horns come out. So
We've heard the worst. We've heard the worst, John.
It happens all the time. I have couples say, oh, we all get along good, the kids and all. And it could be multiple families, you know, like the Brady Bunch thing going on.
Right.
Oh, everybody gets along fine. Oh, Pops dies and money goes on the table. There's some arguing being done.
Now, can I ask, John, why are you not a little more upfront with this, and you go ahead and you have it on the grid and you just put it in your will, or you keep it in the safe deposit box and you just have it willed to the kiddos?
I thought about that, but then could she contest the will?
It's a separate property question you need to clarify, and then depending on that answer, I'd make sure I do the proper structuring so that doesn't come into question going forward. No matter if it's, yes, it's separate property, you're fine, but I still would consider a trust, depending, because we hadn't even discussed how much, so obviously it's a bunch of money. But I would call Wes. He's an estate planning attorney, part of our Total Wealth Authority. You can look at GregoryRicks.com. And get a clarification on separate property, since you came to this previous to the marriage. It's something that you should have clarified at the marriage point. But with that said, get a legal
declaration of separate property. Wes just did that last month on the show.
Yeah. So just have a conversation with and get an understanding of his status, and then ask, what should I do next? Because I want to put it back on the grid.
Correct.
And get it to work.
Well,
people can make money with money, and it's just sitting there getting stale.
Correct. And that's what it is.
Well, John, keep us up to date. Call Wes and see what we can do to help you.
Yeah, thank you, Gregory.
Oh, thank you, John.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
I've been listening to y'all for over 3 years, 2.5 years. And 2 weeks ago, y'all mentioned something about smokers, and that made me a little upset. And you know, I took it personal.
I'm sorry.
I'm just, smoking's
not a good thing for you, John.
It's a horrible habit. It is.
Yeah.
It's nasty. Yeah. I understand, but I just took it to heart.
Yeah. Well, my mom's got health problems from lifetime of smoking, and I take it to heart too. And I think I probably, when I talked about it, I was like, I'm stepping on toes, but
yeah.
But
appreciate it, John.
Take care of yourself.
Well, let's go. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you. Let's go to Pascagoula. We can squeeze in one more call this segment, Gregory.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Reggie, listening on 104.9 WBUV. How can we help you, Reggie?
Hi, Reggie here from Pascagoula. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Brett Kitchens book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street.
Repeat that name of the book again.
Wealth Beyond Wall Street.
Wealthy on
Brett Kitchens.
Okay. Brett Kitchens? Yeah,
yes.
I'm familiar with Brett.
Yeah, what he talks about is a vehicle called Index Universal Life Insurance.
Okay.
Are you going into infinite banking? Is that where he's going, Greg?
I don't know.
Okay.
I spoke with one of the professionals, and bottom line was they wanted me to get into a vehicle called Index Universal Life, or IUL. And the way it's supposed to work is that I get into a policy like this, and I use pre-tax dollars, and basically it's going to take me about 10 years or so to accumulate enough to where I can go in and out of this vehicle and use my own money for whatever I like. What's your take on that?
It's difficult to do this with pre-taxed money unless you're creating a non-qualified defined benefit plan through a business structure to get it in there pre-tax. And the purpose of using indexed universal life or just generic universal life, fixed interest universal life. And here's the biggest key is life insurance pays a death benefit as tax-free. You can also pull money out of those tools that can be tax preferential, tax efficient, or not taxed coming out. And the death, your death at some point in the future washes all those taxes away because of the way life insurance is structured and pays a death benefit tax free. When you're structuring something like that, this typically is you gotta hit this for 10 years on those payments you set up on the front end for the IRS to be okay with it. From a return standpoint, it can be okay as far as maybe some very high rated bonds, meaning low yield. And one way I look at it is, if I told you this, one of the benefits is it's coming out tax-free. So what if the yield is zero, but you build up all this capital and then you take it tax-free? That's a pretty big value, but it's not going to earn zero. It's going to earn something more than that. But I don't know all of your situation because you need to have a pretty good income for this to work and to be able to put that money away. So tell me a little bit more about your situation, Reggie.
Well, actually, my income is pretty good right now, but I have a lot in 401ks and SEPs. But right now, it's pre-tax. So I'm going to be taxed when I take that out. And the way the advisor explained it was that instead of putting it into those vehicles, if I build it up into an IUL over time, then I won't be taxed when I take it out.
Because basically they're talking about taking it out as a wash loan. Basically, you're borrowing the money out of the life insurance and the death benefit washes it. What is your age real quick, Reggie?
I'm 61.
61. Gosh, I just don't know if this is quite suitable for you because we have to know more about the income. We're coming up on a break. Why don't you call the office and set up a phone appointment with me and let's talk a little bit further about what's going on and how this recommendation correlates.
Because this is a maybe, right? This is a little second opinion.
Well, it's once again, these tools need to be used the right time, right place, not just generally thrown out there. You can do this right, it can save you a bunch of tax money. Doing it wrong, it doesn't have a good outcome. Give me a call. The office is 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com. Thank you for the call, Reggie. Great, great question.
All right, if you want to be next, 504-260-0995. We got to do the numbers. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Bureau.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How does divorce affect your Social Security payments?
It's a traditional IRA. My mother died, and she named my brother and I as beneficiaries.
Can I still contribute to a Roth IRA now that I'm retired?
I was just wondering if we should pay our mortgage off.
And I really enjoy y'all's program. It's very informative.
You made some money for me today.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You're looking to expand your family, aren't you? Might be a little extra hair around the house, some vet bills, a little extra noise, but it's totally worth it. Do the right thing. Don't buy. Adopt. From Baton Rouge to New Orleans to Biloxi, Kismet Pet Adoptions will help you expand your family. KismetPetAdoptions.com. K-I-S-M-E-T PetAdoptions.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell Nola Realty.
Yeah, well, real estate's a real personal thing to people. Everybody's pretty much involved in it one way or another. You know, a lot of times it's people that have investment properties that get additional income from the rentals.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Most of what I hear when families come in and they're moving from one of the big banks that has a big brokerage firm, and what they feel is they're more like a number there and that they're not getting that personal service or that communication. And that's one of the things that's really important to me is that we provide that communication. We provide that service. But I'll tell you what, we're bigger than the average firm as that goes. And when you talk about who you're working with, the advisor, well, do they have a 12-person support staff? Do they have advisors working for them as well to make sure all of this happens?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Box of Cuban cigars and I smoke them nice and slow like they were good for me. Don't need a ranch or a big piece of land, but I like to get a little bit of dirt on my hands. A big old couch and a big old
Welcome to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. Sorry, we're just listening to Keith Urban there. We get a little mesmerized. Hey, do another reminder here. We have the fundraiser for the staff that got left hanging in the wash with an unfortunate closing of a very popular New Orleans establishment that I was a fan of. Irish House closed down. And when the bank said your line of credit is closed, that means people ain't getting their last check. So some of the other people in the service industry have banded together, and it's going to be at Carrie's Irish Pub. It's at Decatur and Conti.
Oh, you even know the crossing of it. Cool.
Well, I wanted to look it up.
Oh, you did?
And I'll tell you what's crazy. If you go to Google Maps right now, at least if you're on Decatur Street, the last time the Google car went down there was French Quarter Festival. And so there's a big French Quarter Festival banner in the across Decatur Street, and it's strangely packed for that time of day. So I'm getting some weird pictures here. But yeah, I found it over here at Carrie Irish Pub. Some of the Irish performers that were regulars at the Irish House on St. Charles. It was Chef Matt Murphy. You knew him from the Food Network. It was his bit, but then he had some family trouble, had to go away, and then the business fell apart in his absence. Carrie Irish Pub. They're going to all come together and have a little show, and all the donations are going to go for the final checks for that restaurant's hard workers there. Unfortunate event, but we can do something about it. So good. Did you have a follow-up there with the situation? Because you were about to walk into, what was that, seven something.
Oh, I mentioned about 7-Pay Life or Max Funding Life Insurance, and that's where you pump. Look, you have a MEC test because these tax-free benefit on life insurance when, and don't look at
me. I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt. MEC test?
I'm just going to call it a MEC test. There's a test. We call it a MEC test. It makes sure that it still acts like life insurance, because otherwise, you're taxed, and if you're kind of looking at, there's three ways we want to put money away. We want to put money away. How would we like to do it? Pre-tax. How would we like to grow it? Tax deferred or tax free. And then when we take it out, we'd like it not to be taxed. You always think of those three ways. How many of those can I use? Sometimes you can use all three. But one way is, okay, I'm using after-tax dollars to fund it, but it grows tax-deferred, and it comes out tax-free. Well, that could be one of the strategies using Index Universal Life. But what if you could put it in pre-tax? That would be really awesome. Well, how does it come out tax-free? Because you're borrowing money against the policy. It builds the cash value. Well, what washes that? Because if you cancel the policy before you die, you created a taxable event. So don't cancel it. Just die with it still in force. Why? It pays a tax-free death benefit, so it washes all that away. And for some reason here, Reggie's in a discussion with us. He's 61. I didn't ask directly his income. I need to know that. I need to kind of know his net worth. Or are they just selling him a max-funded life insurance policy talking about two of the three benefits? And I don't know how that correlates to his other assets and liquidity. And is it going to work long enough to compound to a point where he can do that? And when we talk about his income being really good, I don't know what it is. I don't know what max funding. Are they putting $20,000 a year into this? Or are they putting $2,000 a year? I don't know those details, but we need to have a discussion. And how does it correlate to everything else that he's doing? Or you're just max funding it and giving it time to grow. Well, he's 61. When is he needing income from this? He may not be getting the full picture. He's just reading, they're giving him the headlines, and this looks good. Like, should I get in on some of this? Maybe not.
It is a pretty convincing sales pitch, though.
Well, yeah, when I describe it about those three things, I look, I've got a call with a client tomorrow, and couple of people that is in my circle to help get this done. But, you know, I talked to one of the key guys yesterday. He said, yeah, this is like criminal. He said, you know, if we had known this guy a few years ago, we could have been saving him $1 million a year in taxes. Goes, one thing he said is his CPA going to play along? Yeah, because they obviously don't know what they're doing, because we're the ones bringing the $1 million a year savings and taxes to the table.
He is going to just go on a slapping spree when he finds out he's been overpaying $1 million a year.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he? All right. Precious few minutes here. If you want to call in, you got to do it now. 504-260-0995. Let's look at the numbers there, because we have the mixed day on the markets. But when you pull out the chart, it looked like a winning day, not by much, but till the very end. And then all of a sudden it wanted to dive, and it kind of just ended at even for the three indices. I say mixed, but the Dow is down 0.06%, S&P down 0.05%, NASDAQ up 0.04%. So that's basically flat. Now, the Russell showed a little bit more life. It was in the positive 0.38% today, but not a whole lot of action out there. It's almost like they're waiting on. Is there something to wait on? We just had a Fed meeting.
The market did get excited about the healthcare information. We were flat, slightly negative in the morning. Then it kind of rose up. We were third, maybe a little more, closer to 0.5% up on some of the indexes. And then what did the day finish like? Kind of. Look, it's number slightly negative, but you know, it's flat.
Flat.
You know, it ended up where it started at. Oil, moved up a little bit today, which was curious. Our inventories showed that they shrunk a little bit, but oil prices are going down. Somebody's producing.
40.
And Texas Shell, what is it, the Bakken Reserves?
No, the Bakken is in North Dakota,
so what is
Montana.
It called over there? In
That's the Permian.
That's it.
And then
Permian
they have
Basin.
The Eagle Ford Shale and the Weatherford Shale.
Yeah,
and
Texas is just restructuring the world of petroleum.
On the east side, kind of between my hometown and Shreveport, is the Haynesville Shale. That's another one that kind of leaks into Louisiana, too. It's all over the place in Texas. They have four gigantic shale plays going on right now. And there's your explanation on why it's at $42.83.
Yeah, I'll just say it this way. I kind of like this price. I really like this price.
I wouldn't be surprised at more downside. Remember, we kind of shocked ourselves.
Wouldn't shock me. So if you're buying in, here's how I'd position it. Position yourself to be able to buy more because it moves down. And we at some point, you know where it likes to rest? Between 46 and 53. So just kind of think of those things in mind, like, oh, is this the bottom? I don't know if it's the bottom. And then I don't know if it gets back to 53 for a couple years. Ford's changed some of their plans, and they're like, yeah, it's going to stay in this 40s range for a decade, two decades. And for them to do that shift the way they're looking at it. And we always have been ever since now, well, when's it going to get back to 60? When is it going to get back to 80? I think this is the world we're in for quite a while. There's no shortage of crude oil or natural gas. Adjust to it.
Okay, so we have gold. It was a gainer for the third straight day. Nothing gangbuster here. It's back to where it was on the 19th. Ooh. It's at $1,251.15 per ounce. And do you have the 10-year treasury and the mortgage?
30-year mortgage is 3.90, which takes us to the 10-year mortgage. We're back at 2.159.
We've 10-year seen, treasury.
Yeah, that's the 10-year treasury's back at 2.159. No urgency to go up on interest rates despite that rate hike.
Quick update here from the world of science. Gregory, this applies to us because I am right-handed and you are one of these evil lefties. I don't trust any of y'all. Y'all are all faking it, in my opinion. A study was done, though. Guess which one is, on average, smarter than the other, right-handed people or left-handed?
Left-handed people are smarter.
How'd you get that?
I'm left-handed. I would know.
Isn't your life just perfect? All right, you're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. We will be back to do this tomorrow right here on the station at 7 p.m. And we have a live event coming up July 13th, RSVP. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.